Hello and welcome to Talk of the Toon, the sports podcast. I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Michael.
I'm Ewan.
And I'm James.
And today we're going to be focusing on this week's sport. And the first story we have is the Hibs statement about manager Montgomery and about how his recent form has raised questions about his managerial duties. What is it? The last five games, one win, two draws and two losses. So what are your thoughts on those performances?
Nah, they were really pretty poor and pretty uninspired. I was at the Motherwell draw and it was just, we had half an hour to hold on for, just to, like, we needed the results to go our way and they did in the end, and we just couldn't even hold on for one goal for half an hour. We needed 1 point and that's, we couldn't even hold on to that. So
St Johnstone as well, what were your thoughts on that?
Just nothing seems to really fall our way recently. It's just, can't really blame it all on Monty, but.
So we managed to get an interview with David Tanner, who's a sports journalist and covers quite a lot of Scottish football. So this is what he had to say about the statement released by Hibs and Nick Montgomery. So what are your thoughts on his term, and do you think he deserves to stay in job?
Well, the fact that Hibernian have issued a statement about Nick Montgomery is a shot across the bows, there's no doubt about that. So they've made it an issue. But also, he's made it an issue as well. His win ratio for this season has been 29%. Now, compare that to a year ago, Lee Johnson, an unpopular manager by any standards at Hibs, had a 56% win ratio. So 56 last season, this season under Montgomery, 29%. And that is a problem for the Hibs manager going forward.
Do you think this is a very disappointing season for Hibs compared to the last couple of seasons? I know they were in the bottom six last season as well, but do you think they should be aiming for Europe? No, never mind the bottom six.
At the very least, Hibernian should be in the top six. And Jack Ross set the standard a couple of years ago by getting them into Europe. They should have got into the group stage that year. So there's the opportunity to go to the group stage, which Aberdeen and Hearts have done and made a lot of money out of. And Hibernian have missed out on that. So that is a problem when you're not even in the mix for that, because you're not in the top six. And of course, not being in the top six at the same time that Hearts are in the top six means that the club misses out on a derby. Now, that, of course, might be a relief given the way Hibs have played in some of the derbies. But obviously, for Edinburgh football, for Scottish football, you know, it's a real loss missing out on one of the biggest fixtures. Can you imagine if Celtic or Rangers had been in the bottom six, we missed out on the Old Firm game. So I look upon those fixtures as being on a par. So really bad news for Hibernian not being in the European mix. I think the big difficulty for Nick Montgomery is that Bill Foley and the Black Knights group have now invested heavily in Hibs. They now have a say in Hibs. When he was appointed, they weren't there. So they've arrived. He's the old guard's man, if you like. And I know that the old guard are still there, but Foley has a say now, and he will look at the figures, he won't like them, and he'll say, this isn't my guy, make a change. And I think that is probably the real litmus test for Nick Montgomery's future.
Do you think this new investment will inspire Hibs to buy new players in the summer and bring in a new manager and maybe propel them into the European spaces?
Well, it should, and they've promised that. Certainly the January transfer window brought in a couple of quality signings, and we have to give Nick Montgomery credit for that. They've had an impact, but not enough of an impact. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this discussion just now. So, listen, they've made promises. They have to deliver. The difficulty is, for Montgomery, they may wish to deliver for another manager, a new manager.
Yeah, from a Hearts perspective, it's quite funny, I think.
Oh, no, it's like same. It's always fun to laugh at the Hibs.
Exactly, yeah. But I mean, it makes it a wee bit less interesting, though. You know, you know, you've only got the two big games against Celtic and Rangers. You don't really have. You don't even have Aberdeen in that.
Exactly. I mean, St Mirren's one of the big ones in the split, and that's saying something. And I mean, like, if you look 2-3 years ago back in Scottish football, St Mirren were nowhere to be seen. And I don't think I'm going to actually predict this season how well St Mirren would have done. But then again, you've got Rangers and Celtic on poor form compared to previous seasons. It's probably the worst form Rangers and Celtic's had in the last 10, 15 years.
speaks levels about Scottish football, eh?
It's just, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they're still about 20 points ahead of everyone else as well, given that poor form.
Given the poor form, I don't know, we expect more out of Rangers and Celtic, and I would possibly look at this and say it's a good thing for Scottish football, especially Edinburgh teams, being in a position where they can actually compete with the old firm. I mean, look at the Hearts' last two results against Celtic. I mean, at the start of the season, no one would ever predict that.
No, not at all.
It's two seasons in a row now Hibs have missed out on top six as well. So,
yeah, it's just really pretty unimpressive for a club of their kind of size.
Not making the Scottish Cup semi-finals as well, that's another thing.
Hibs have consistently been over the last 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They've just only been able to win it once in 100-odd years.
Aye, well, we've got the Hearts-Rangers game on Sunday, the semi-final. So that should be an entertaining game. And it means a lot for both the seasons for Rangers and Hearts as well.
So. I mean, if you look at Rangers' last two fixtures, I really think Hearts are giving me a chance.
Well, exactly, yeah. Dundee last night?
Dundee last night, 0-0. Then 4-2 by Ross County, which is, I would say it's embarrassing for Rangers, but Hearts got beat by Ross County up there 2-1. So.
But that's the first time in Rangers history that they've been beat by Ross County. So yeah. It just shows you.
It was this time last week they were on course to go top of the league after the Dundee game, but two loss and a draw, they've really fallen off, and this title's now Celtic's to take.
Yeah, you can't be dropping points at this time of the season.
Especially to Ross County.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a wee bit embarrassing, I think.
But when you look at the top goal scorers of the Scottish Cup so far, Rangers don't have one player in there.
Yeah.
I mean, Hart's got Fargrass sitting at six. Shanklin's sitting about 20-odd. I think Shanklin's only got two goals in this Scottish Cup after playing four games. But again, this position Rangers are right now, I can't really see Hearts.
It could really go either way, to be honest.
Yeah, it'll be a good game.
I say it'll be probably the most entertaining game over the weekend. I mean, you always got the Aberdeen Celtic game, but the way Aberdeen's been and not having a manager yet.
I don't think there's any point in them showing up, to be honest.
I know they should forfeit the match, but hopefully Celtic don't embarrass them because it'll be like kicking a puppy.
They've been through enough.
Exactly. But I do think Hearts is. If Hearts are going to beat Rangers in a semi-final any time, I think it'll be now.
Yeah, definitely.
Seize the opportunity.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've also got, Hearts played Rangers women's. Was it last night?
Last night.
1-0 win for Hearts. The first time ever, which was a good result. And that moves them clear Hibs.
Nine points clear.
Aye, so.
Which is, again...
Hibs got beat last night. West Celtic 1-0.
So it's all going in favour of Hearts at the minute.
Exactly. I mean, it's funny how Hibs are reflected in both leagues as poor.
it's just kind of grass is green, water's wet, Hibs lose. It's just kind of
how it goes
right now.
Natural order restored.
Yeah,
So last week was a pretty disappointing, to say the least, result here. 46-0 here in Edinburgh to England. And they've made four changes for that. So their team now is Rowley, Lloyd, Orr, Thompson, McGee, Nelson, Martinson, Wright, Skeldon, Belisle, McDonald, McMillan, and the captain, Malcolm, and then Stewart and Gallagher. And as their replacements, they've got Martin, Bartlett, Clark, McIntosh, McLachlan, McDonald, Smith, and Grant.
Well, hopefully, you know, they can improve on the result. Yeah. This weekend, because they're fifth now in the standings.
They've not won in Italy in 25 years, though.
I think an interesting start off the table as well. Scotland's the only team without a bonus point. I mean, that's the only reason Ireland's got a point, because they've managed to get a bonus point, which is crucial in rugby now. But, I mean, Italy, if they beat Italy and Ireland get beat by England, which looks likely because England's unbeaten so far.
The Scotland manager had this to say about the changes made for the Italy game on Saturday.
I thought they brought a lot of energy off the bench last weekend. Molly, as we know, you know, a good scrummager. She's been out for a while with her ACL, but she's come back and she's brought a lot of energy. Good scrummager, but also very, very good around the pitch. So we know that you know, from an attacking point of view, she'll get on ball, but she's also very dominant around defensively as well. So Evie Donaldson, you know, I thought again another one who came on last week, and I thought she did really well in the line out. I thought she showed up that line out a little bit second half, and she's shown over the campaign that, you know, she's a good line out operator, but also another one who has got a lot of energy, works really hard around the field as well. So two players that we know will be, you know, obviously added numbers defensively, but in attack wise we'll get ball off on them as well.
But we can see Scotland going up to third, yeah. I think.
You've still got two games left. You've got
two games left.
Ireland on the last game.
Yeah.
Which is also away though, so it'll be, you know, a wee bit challenging.
It's always challenging playing away, especially for the Six Nations, where your travel time's longer than an hour, sitting on ferries or taking planes or something like that.
Yeah.
It'll prove, you know, entertaining anyway. A lot up for grabs and whatever.
I say the Six Nation table is competitive in the middle. However, I don't see anyone overtaking England. I don't even know if anyone can overtake England for first place.
England could just stop playing and still win it.
Aye, well, there you go.
Wee bit one-sided, which is not great for entertainment value. And whatever,
not at all.
Aye, at least if Scotland finish third or something, it'll be something to celebrate.
I think that's an excuse to get the pints in.
Excuse to Scotland. What's everybody having? Tennis lager. We'd like to thank everyone for listening. All four of you. And we'd also...
we'll be back next week at the same time.
Same time. Talking about
how Hearts beat Rangers in the semi-final.
Definitely
have lost another match.
It's not even playing this weekend and they've lost.
Really a blessing.